Welcome back to Gemara Tainus. Today we're learning Daf Chavav 26, beginning of the fourth and final parak of this Masechta. And we are learning, as always, in the merit that the hostages should be returned home now. The soldiers should be safe. Israel should march victorious. This parak is going to deal with a number of things, including days when the Kohanim do Birchas Kohanim, Tisha B'Av, Shivas B'Tamas, and let's jump right in. B'Shloshi Prak Mashana. There are three occasions during the year. Kohanim knows in this campaign that the Kohanim bless the Jewish people. They do Diduchin. Arba Pamim Bayom. Four times during that day. B'Shacharis, B'Musaf, B'Mincha, U'B'Ne'ilah Sharim. And during the Ilah. What is Ne'ilah Sharim? So we are familiar with it from Yom Kippur. But in fact, in other fast days, when they declared a fast day, it was more severe and stringent fast day to have Ne'ilah as well. Ne'ilah comes from the word of closing the gates. What gates are we closing? There's a machlok, as Rashi points out. Is it the gates of heaven? Or is it the gates of the Beis HaMikdash? And the difference is going to be, well, how late in the day? Well, they close the gates in the heaven, maybe at night, whereas the gates of the Beis HaMikdash are closed before nightfall. Okay, so moving on. Now, what are these mamados? So it's come up time and time again, and we're actually now going to describe what it is. I mentioned this when we learned Megillah. Wait till we get to Tainus. Eluhim mamados. These are the mamados. The Torah tells us, Lefisha Ne'amar, command the children of Israel and tell them to bring my offering, my food. Carbonot, meaning to say, bring the daily or the bi-daily carbon tumid. The question is as follows. In order to bring a sacrifice, a person has to be there and has to be present. Or at least in the shliach, perhaps. And the question is, here we're bringing this communal sacrifice on behalf of everyone, yet everyone is sitting in their home in Lud, in Yavna, in Tzfat, wherever they may be, they're not in the Beis HaMikdash, so how is it their carbon? Therefore, Hiskinu HaNevim Rishonim Asir V'Arba Mishmaros. The early prophets instituted 24 groups of Mishmaros. Those of the Kohan and Levim divided 24 groups, and we know we've discussed multiple times. Each group gets their week twice a year to serve in the temple, and then that's further broken up by Beis Av, who gets their day during that week. And then I'll call Mishmar Mishmar, and then corresponding to each and every Mishmar, there was a Mamid, this is what we think is Mamados, consisting of Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, who would basically be the agents of the Jewish people, and they would be standing there in the temple, and as we'll see, throughout the land, and they'd be representatives of the Jewish people, so that the carbon's being brought for the people and by the people. Right? Think of it like Congress. As we know, Congress is, what are the people in Congress? There, every one of us in this country can't vote on every single bill because that would create chaos. So we choose people to stand in our stead who then go act, as we know, always on our best interests and what is best for us and our country. And never do they have any sort of personal biases because that's what a mamad is. That's what Congress does. It's effectively the same same idea, at least on principle. He gives about a mishmar lalos. When the time for each mishmar came to go up during their week, Kohan Levim only Yushalayim, the Kohan Levim would go to Yushalayim. We Yisraelim should also mishmar miskansin l'areihem, and then Yisraelim with a mishmar would go to the town, the main town. So it's a little machlokas how to read this. It could be Kohanim Levim only Yisraelim. Yisraelim should also mishmar miskansin l'areihem. It could be that Kohanim Levim Yisraelim all three would go up to Yisraelim, but not every Yisrael in the mishmar would go. Someone would go to their town. It could be no Yisraelim would just stay in their town. They wouldn't have to go up to the Yisraelim. Be it as it may, this is what happened. The Korah and Maisa Bereshis, and part of the process was they would read the Torah, and they'd read from Maisa Bereshis. Again, this is where it came up in Masechtas Megillah. Now, what would they read? V'anshei Mishmar Hayu Misanin. Also, parenthetically, V'anshei Mamed, the members of the Mamed would fast as well. Ariyam B'Shvua, four out of the 7 days of the week. B'yom Beis V'ad Yom Chamishi, from Monday through Thursday. Well, Misanin, Erev Shabbos, may come at Shabbos. They wouldn't fast on Erev Shabbos because they don't want to go into Shabbos famished. Furthermore, they wouldn't obviously fast on Shabbos, and they wouldn't fast on Sunday because it's not healthy to go from the excess eating and resting on Shabbos to fast immediately. That can cause someone to become faint. Okay, what would they read? So on Sunday, they'd read Bereshit Vayirakiyah, from Bereshit until there should be Vayirakiyah sky, that's about four Pesukim, and then to Bereshit, which is the first, and then Vayirakiyah, which is the second half, which is basically the first eight Pesukim. B'sheni Yirikia Yom V'Kavu Mayim. On Monday, they'd read, let there be a sky until let there be water. It's about 13 Pesukim. B'shlishi Yikavu Mayim V'hi Ma'oros. Again, if you pull out a Chumash now, you can just basically see how it breaks up the first Aliyah pretty much in Bereishis. B'revi Yihi Ma'oros V'yishishu Mayim. Every day, the longer paragraph was read by two people, and the shorter one by one person. Peshach was a musaf. They did this. They did as follows. This is what they would do. With mincha, nichnasim akarn al piyam. By mincha, they didn't have to read a Torah from a Torah scroll. Rather, everyone would go into the shul and they'd read it by heart. And now you're thinking, 1 minute, you're not allowed to read Torah shviksav, written law by heart. So kakara shema. So the Mishnah says the way one recites shema, and we know that since shema is mifudadin beficha, we also this can't make it, I believe. Since shema, it's everyone knows it by heart already because they say it all the time, so they're allowed to say it by heart. Ereshas mincha lo yinichnasim tekal shabbos. Ereshas shabbos, they would not go to the synagogue and the shul to conduct a mamid because of the honor of Shabbos, because you want to spend the time getting ready for Sabbath. Okay. Kol yom shish b'challah ein mamid b'shachos. Any day when there was challah, they wouldn't do the mamid service in shachos. They wouldn't time because they were too busy singing the challah. Karban musaf ein b'ne'ilah. And a day when there was a karban musaf brought, so they wouldn't do the mamid at ne'ilah again because you're too busy preparing for it. Karban etzim ein b'mincha. The day that there was the wood offering was brought. What's the wood offering? So we mentioned before, but we're going to now wait just for a minute and a half. We'll get there. A day there was a wood offering brought, there's no mamid service at mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. I'm ben Azi, but Azi is the Rabbi Akiva. Tachar Rishua b'shona. Rishua actually taught differently. Karban musaf ein mincha. If there's karban musaf, there's no mincha because that comes right after the other. Karban etzim ein ne'ilah. Karban etzim is no ne'ilah. Okay. So what exactly is the karban? Okay. What exactly? Chozer Rekiva Leo Shana Kamin Azim. Rekiva retracted and adopted the position of Beis Shammai. Beis Ben Azim, excuse me. So what exactly is the wood offering? So we mentioned in the past there was a time where the Jews were forbidden from bringing wood to Yerushalayim, and therefore a number of families. There was a time where there was no firewood in the Yerushalayim, and therefore a number of families got up, and they said that 9 times during the year they pledged to replenish the stocks of wood in the temple, and they created some sort of minor holiday on that day. We're going to see soon also there was a point where they weren't allowed to bring wood, and how they got around that. How they got around bringing wood to Yerushalayim. Okay, says the Mishnah. Excuse me. There were 9 days during the year where they celebrated the people bringing the wood. On the first of Nisan with the family of Arach from Yehuda. On the 20th of Tammuz was the family of David from Yehuda. On the 5th of Av was Parosh of Yehuda. On the 7th was from Yodav, the son of Rechav. The Asar go B'nai Sinab and Binyamin. The 10th of the month was the family of Sinab and Binyamin. I know it's a lot going on and off. Chamisha Shabbat B'nai Zuta ben Yehuda. On the 15th of that month, it was Zuta from Yehuda. V'imayim Kohen Levim. And along with them came the Kohen Levim. V'chol Misha Tabe Shev to anyone who was uncertain of his tribe. U'B'nai Ginvei Ali U'B'nai Kotsa Kitsa. The family of the pestle smugglers. The family of the fig cutters. And the family of the fig cutters. They'd all bring on that day. So what exactly are these funny names? The pestle smugglers and the fig cutters. What exactly are we talking about over here? The Gemara is going to explain why we're giving these funny names. On the 20th was the day of Pachas Moav, the tribe of Yehuda. On the 20th of Elo was from Adin, the tribe of Yehuda. On the 1st of Tevis, the family of Parosh returned to do it again. And the first of Teves was no Ma'amid. Why is it Bahal of a carbon musab for an etzim? Because that is the first of Teves, Rosh Chodesh, always falls out on Chanukah. So it's Halal, there's a musab because Rosh Chodesh, and there also is the wood offering. Okay, let's begin. The first Teves is no Ma'amid. Good. Says the Gemara. Chamisha Devarim Iru as Avasena B'Shivas B'Tamas. 5 tragedies befell the Jewish people on the 70th of Tamas. Chamisha B'Tishvav and 5 in Av. B'Shivas B'Tamas on the 70th of Tamas. What happened that we commemorate each year through our fast? Nisbar Haluchos, Moses broke the tablets. Ubat L'Tamad, the Tamad offering was discontinued. So we'll see exactly what happened there. But basically, they made a gezerah. They weren't allowing the Tamad offering. The city walls were breached. The Sarf Pastomos as a Torah, and this Greek individual burned the Torah. It wasn't just any Torah; it could be every Torah, or it could be the specific Torah from Ezra, which was the had Masoretic text. They had the text that everyone followed. And they erected a some sort of tzelem, idolatrous image in the sanctuary. Tishrav on Israel, the following things occurred. That was when they God said, okay, this night you cried bechinam, so you're gonna now always cry bechinam after the ten spies gave lashon hara to Israel and everyone cried. So God said, you're not going to the land. The first and second temple was destroyed. The Nichlda Beitar was conquered. The Nichl Sheir and Yerushalayim was plowed. And therefore, when Av begins, we curtail our joy. We limit our joy. Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av. So let's, once we discuss Tisha B'Av, let's go on and talk some laws of Tisha B'Av. Shabbos Shechol Tisha B'Av Liyos B'Socha Osu Be'el Haspel L'Chabe. So we're familiar with the concept of the 9 days, the 3 weeks. The Gemara only talks about the week that Tisha B'Av falls out by Shavuot Shechol Tisha B'Av. So you're not allowed to do your hair or laundry your clothes. But if Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, you can do it on Thursday because we don't want to go into Shabbos with dirty clothing or long hair. Erev Tisha B'Av Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yichad adam shnei tefshin, a person should not eat two cooked foods. The Gemara is going to qualify when we went on Erev Tisha B'Av. Lo yichabaz lo yishtayan, a person should not eat meat or drink wine. Again, we extend some of us extend this all 9 days. Some Rishonim say you should do it all 3 weeks. Some only do the week that falls on by, but the actual Gemara talks about on Erev Yontif. We'll see on Erev Yontif. Although Tisha B'Av is a moed, but on Erev Tisha B'Av, the Gemara again is going to qualify and talk about really the meal right before the last meal you eat. Shemim Gamliel Omer Yishan, a person needs to make some difference, but a person, you know, you don't need to adopt all these things. You to overturn your bed, which we learned is Michas Chaver, which is a sign of mourning. The sages do not agree with him. Omer B'Shemim Gamliel. There was no day as joyous as the 15th day of Av and as Yom Kippur for the Jewish people. It's a bit strange Gemara, but we're going to do it. Remember, those Yisrael Yotzi B'Kli Lavan L'Sheulin. All the girls of Yerushalayim would go out dressed in borrowed white clothing. And the reason they'd borrow is so no one would be embarrassed. If someone didn't have, no one would be embarrassed because everyone's borrowing. All the garments worn on this occasion had to go into the mikvah. The girls of Yerushalayim would go out and dance in the vineyards. What would they say? Young men, raise your eyes up. See, and go choose for yourself. No, I don't look at beauty. Look at the family. Look at who the person is. Why? Because we say from Mishlei and Eishes Chayil, grace is false, beauty is vain. Isha Yiras Hashem, a woman who fears Hashem, she should be praised. Give her the fruits of your hand, let her be praised in the city of her deeds. Related to this, go forth and gaze the daughters of Zion upon King Shlomo. Adorned with the crown his mother made him on the day of his wedding and the day of his heart's joy. What does this mean? So he says, King Shlomo is an allusion to Hashem, and his mother is a reference to the Jewish people. Yom Chasus Nasu Zemat and Torah talks about the wedding day. Yom Simchas Libo Zeb Binyan Beis Hamikdash, the day of his heart's joy, was the day of the building of the Torah. Very interesting that we describe the day the Torah was given as a wedding, like a wedding between us and God. The day the Beis Hamikdash was born is the day of joy. Shibana Meri Meina may be rebuilt speedily in our days. Says the Gemara. This Gemara is now going to talk about the Duchen and go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Again, it's one long Mishnah, and the Mishnah is broken up into multiple. In 3 days of the year, Kohanim raised their hand. The implication of the Mishnah is, right when they raise their hand, they do Duchen 4 times a day. The Gemara says, is there Musaf on Ma'amadas and on fast days? No, there's not. So the Mishnah is not read, it doesn't read correctly because it's missing a word. And this is the full text of the Mishnah. On 3 occasions of the year, Kohanim raised their hands to bless the people. Kol Shemach Yisbalan, every time they pray. And one of these days is actually they 4 times in that day do they duchen shachrus and musaf mincha neilah shasharim, and that is Yom Kippur, which is shachrus musaf mincha neilah. They then shlosh prokem, the 3 occasions where they still duchen 3 times a day. Tainus and Ma'amadas Yom Kippur is fast days. Ma'amadas and Yom Kippur, again Yom Kippur as well. Omer of Nachman of Ravua, said of Nachman name of Ravua, Zu de Rav Meir, this is according to Rav Meir, who says, you duchen in all 3 prayers, V'chamim Omrim, Shachas Musaf, Yeshua, Nis Kapayim, we duchen at Shachas and Musaf, Minchon Ilin, Ben Nis Kapayim, but Minchon Ilin is no Nis Kapayim, Machlokus Rav Meir, who says he always duchen every time there's an opportunity, Chacham saying no, only Shachas and Musaf, Man Chachamim, who exactly are these Chachamim? Rabbi Huda, it's Rabbi Huda, Detanya, Shachas Musaf, Minchon Ilah, The Brisa says we dochen shachas muslim nichan ila kol yesh bemilas kapayim did nisias kapayim diver at may rav Yehuda omer shachas muslim yesh behen nisias kapayim minchan ila ain lam nisias kapayim. And now, just to confuse us, there's a third opinion. Again, first opinion was Rav Meir, you always doch on every opportunity. Rav Yehuda says only shachas and musaf. Rav Yehuda says no, says Ni'il yesh for nisias kapayim. Ni'il there is mincha ain by nisias kapayim. Whereas mincha there is no nisias kapayim. And this is in fact is the way we pass in halacha ma'isa. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, they dochen at shachris at musaf and at ni'ila as well, which is why they have to hurry ni'ila to finish before nightfall so you can dochen. But then you want to finish actually ni'ila after nightfall, and that's why they have to elongate their ni'ila. Although it's not as bad as it seems because the sun sinks faster and goes down faster in Israel, so their shkia to ben shmashas to say is a little quicker. But my commitfully, so what are they arguing about? Why exactly, you know, this argument, are you duchening every single time you do chazars hashatz? Are you only duchening shachas and musaf? Are you duchening shachas musaf and the ila? Remeir savar, kol yom k'tayim amai la barj k'ani yidei min chasa. Why would you not duchen at mincha? So he says as follows, mishum shichras. Normally, so Remeir agrees, on a regular ordinary day, on a random Monday in the middle of the year, we don't duchen at mincha. It's only on Yom Kippur we're duchen at mincha, or perhaps a fast that we're duchen at mincha. Why don't we duchen at mincha on every day? So he says as follows. Really, you should duchen anytime there's chazars hashatz. However, mishum shichras, people might drink during the day. They have their I don't know, happy hour a little early before mincha. And as we know, Kohen's not allowed to duchen if they're drunk. So therefore, we say no more duchen at mincha to the fact we're concerned someone might be drunk and then we had run into issues. I didn't know like the shichras, but on a fast day, which as we know in the Mamadas they fasted, and in Yom Kippur, people don't drink. We hope they're not drinking, and therefore, since there's no drunkenness, the Kohanim can go revert back to what the actual din is, and that is the duchen. So Rameyer says the reason we duchen at every single tefillah on a fast day is because there's no concern of being drunk, and therefore we even allow you to duchen at mincha. Comes along Rabbi Judah, Yehuda Savar, Shachas and Musaf, Yomalo Shechras. Shachas and Musaf, people don't drink. So therefore, lo goes Rabbi Rabban, the rabbis never decreed it. Mincha ni'ila, whole yom shchiach shechras. However, mincha, and he gives ni'ila as well. You know, close to the end of the day, you can have a happy hour at 5 o'clock. Well, there are times when people drink then as well. Goes Rabbi Rabbanan, the rabbis basically decreed and said, because we have this concern, one is not allowed to duchen at mincha, one is not allowed to duchen around ni'ila, and they made a blanket rule to cover any time. So yes, now on a day of fast day on Shivas Batamas, no one's drinking on a fast day, so technically you should be allowed to duchen at mincha. We say it's a low plug. That Chazal sometimes would make a gezerah, a decree, and it was a blanket rule. They didn't make carve out exceptions because that gets, you know, gets confusing. V'uzi savar, mincha disa b'chol yom, gazi b'rabanan. So seemingly there's actually like two machlokasim here. There's two core machlokasim here, and it plays out four different ways, or three different ways. Rav Meir says, look, he says when the rabbis decreed you can't duchen at mincha, that's just because they're concerned about drinking, and in a day there's no drinking, the rabbis didn't extend the gezeirah to there. Comes along Rav Yehuda and Rav Yossi, and they're like, not so fast. It is a low plug. However, they're now just going to argue how far the low plug extends. Rav Yehuda says, since it's prevalent to drink at mincha ni'ila time, low plug never duch in the afternoon. Rav Yossi comes along, he's like, well, minute, Rav Yehuda. Like, I get what you're saying. However, mincha is every single day. And therefore, when the rabbi said we're concerned of drinking, they were talking about mincha. Ni'ila is so, happens so rarely throughout the year, they never bothered to make a gezeirah there. We have this principle as well in Chazal, that they don't make gezeirahs on funny circumstances, on unique circumstances. So ni'ila is considered unique, and therefore they didn't make a gezeirah there, and that's why you duchen at shacharis, musaf, and ni'ila, but never duchen at mincha, which is the way we pasken in our disra. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Maraf. Halacha Rav Meir, halacha Rav Meir. You duchen at mincha ni'ila. Everyone follows Rav Meir. Rav Amar no, minik Rav Meir. The kasuk goes with the Rav Meir. Now, what's the difference between the halacha following him, people acting according to him, and the custom, right? The all spaces, the all says according to a mayor, although we told you we don't pass this way, but what's the difference between saying the halacha is according to him, people act that way, and the minhag is? Madar halacha mayor, darshin lami pirkas. As we learn, we teach this at a in public. Madar minhag, one says a minhag, darshin, we don't teach it, or we read it. However, if someone were to ask, we would tell them. I guess we're not totally certain. We don't even give this ruling to individuals. But if someone were to act this way, we wouldn't basically tell them to redo it. We follow Yosi that you fast and you at a fast you do drink with Kavan Ila and not at Mincha. And the Gemara concludes the Halacha Ki Rav Yosi. That's how we paskin. Let's finish up this daf. Then the matam rish gan yadim milcha the is tanusa says the gemara apparently in Bavel they did indeed do birchas kohanim and mincha given the samach l'shkeiz chamakah parshe because since people daven mincha so close to shkia they say it's the same law as neila. All right, we don't paskin that way. Fine. At any rate, the kuliyama mila shechar also business kapan. Now. Basically, though, all this is all predicated on the fact that a Kohen is not allowed to duchen if they are intoxicated. I know why Kohen is not allowed to do a vote in the base of Mikdash during intoxicated. In fact, we learned that earlier on. But how do you know duchening, you're not allowed to do that if you're intoxicating? So, by the way, you could argue, and this is excuse me, Rabbi Daniel Feldman has an essay on this in one of his farm, either one or beat him as far one or two, where he wants to know, is Birchas Kohanim that we do in Davening, is that part of Tefillah, or is that part of the Avoda? Just happens to be situated in Tefillah. I believe he concludes it's a hybrid. Okay, has elements of both. But how do we know you're not allowed to Duchen if you are intoxicated? And by the way, the bar for intoxication is different for Duchening than it is for the Avoda in the base of Migdash. Minay Mili, Amri Yishu Ben Leib, Mishim Rakapara, La Manismacha Parsha Kohanim Mivarach Le Parsha Nazir. Why is the laws of the Duchening next to the laws of Nazir in the Torah? Lower mind, Nazir Abzion, just tells just like a Nazir is forbidden to have wine, Af Kohen, Mivarach also Abzion. So to a Kohen who is also to have wine, by the way, this is why we dochen at Shachris and Simchas Torah, because the Aminuk developed that people drink, hopefully not too much, during Hakafos. And therefore, in order to avoid a situation of a Kohen being drunk, we dochen at Shachris. Maskif Le Rav Avuah de Rav Zera. So Rav Zera is asked the following by his dad. Ramli Oshi Bar Zvid, and some say Oshi Bar Zvid asked him. Uman Nazir also with charitzin. Just as Nazir is not only allowed to have wine, but can't even have the seeds of a grape, Av Kohen Mivarach also with charitzin. If we're learning out the prohibition of drinking or being intoxicated when you do Birchas Kohanim from the Nazir, so that he shouldn't have the grape seeds as well. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, L'shareso Olivarach b'shmo, to serve him and to bless him with his name. Okay. My Mishar is Mutter B'Charitzin, just as someone who serves the temple is allowed to have the seed of grape, they just can't have wine. Av Kohen Mivarach Mutter B'Charitzin, such a Kohen given the bracha is allowed to have the seeds of grape. By the way, interesting here, before we just conclude, seemingly we're learning out the prohibition of drinking before duchening and the temple service from different places. And that might be an indication of what's going on here. I wish you all a wonderful day.